Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's a Friday. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico, looking fucking thick.
Thank you, baby.
Sup, kid?
I'm your other boy. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm very excited about today's show. We were already excited because we have the great Colin Terrell here.
All right.
Very excited to have him. Make sure you follow Colin at Colin Terrell, ColumTyrell, Wizard of Pod and Big Dogs Podcast. Very happy to have you here, Colin.
Thank you.
But we also have the fucking Joker of the night.
The realest ass dude.
The realest ass dude, the bringer of mayhem, the one, the only Ari Shaffir randomly comes into the studio as we start the show.
I was looking for a yoga partner. Let me ask you guys a question, serious question. So you have that theme song up front, you know, yeah. It's very kind of you genre of music.
Oh, yeah.
Have you considered... just for a once-off, maybe a one-off, doing like a 90s emo rock version of that. Like a Dinosaur Jr. or even like Tanya Donnelly kind of like, you know, like guitar, good, but like, you know, way more mellow.
Are you talking like barefoot rock?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Like
yeah.
Incubus with your girlfriend on the beach?
No, talking about that at all. Okay. Not talking about that. You might not even heard of these bands.
See, I can only go to different sects of nu metal.
Yeah.
I can, like, that's as far as, like...
No, it's not like that in any
way. So sort of like a Mudvayne sort of vibe.
No. I'm thinking more of Belly or the Pixies. Not even the Pixies, really.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, maybe Gwen Stefani, but more like emo. Like rock from
I have a vibe. I have a thing. People want to be a little bit of hardcore parkour with me. They don't want that fucking fruity tootsie stuff. Okay?
Maybe for Gay Pride Week or something.
We celebrate gays all the time on the show.
Let's stringing them up is not what I was talking about.
we celebrate them and we fucking teach them the ways to not be gay.
All right, it's a celebration. It was just a thought. I'm gonna send you some type of music. Maybe we can get a cover version of that.
Like. Maybe send us something. Like maybe send me some new unlicensed.
This is the last. It's like a whiny. This is the last real podcast left. You know, it's kind of like.
Okay.
I don't know.
But we can do a different one. We used to have a different version of this. It was more of a hip-hop piece sort of thing. People made fun of that one. Do you have the old one, Shannon? Anywhere? See if you can find it. It's out there. You can just go on to Gas Digital and look at an old episode, probably. That's probably the fastest way to get it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what? Or if you don't like my intro, you don't like my intro. Dude, why you got to come in and fucking
No, I like it. I'm just thinking about another better way.
He's just spitballing.
Just spitballing.
Yeah.
Yeah. In time of coronavirus, spitballing is the most dangerous thing you can do.
Yeah, you don't want to spitball at all. Please keep your spitball behind that mask.
Snowballing is a little worse.
Kids not spit like throw spitballs at each other anymore? You know, with a straw, like
yeah, that's literally a deadly weapon.
Your grandma.
McDonald's, from far away over the balcony. Oh, you think you're safe on your deck, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, you see, it's so funny to like watch any sort of like interactions at all. I was watching Dennis the Menace, the movie, with my son yesterday, and Dennis the Menace was putting his fingers inside of Mr. Wilson's mouth in the movie.
And then opening him up,
separating him. Yeah, and I was like, what are you... It was kind of weird. If I caught my son with his fingers in an old man's mouth, like just in his bedroom alone, he's fingering an old man's mouth.
You'd kill that man right away.
It's over.
Yeah. Is this what you do with grandpas?
Who's molesting you?
I wouldn't
know. Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Papa, I have 100 grandpas.
Isn't Christopher Lloyd like a homeless vagrant with a knife?
Christopher Lloyd, yeah, he plays
it's
sort of like implied, like he's trying to kidnap children with a knife. What is he going to do? Nobody kidnaps children without fucking the shit out of them.
You got to fuck them or eat them.
Yeah, or both.
In that order.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weirder. It's weirder if you don't fuck them.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing? You just want to hang out?
You just want to hang with a kid.
Yeah, and why start? Why lead with the knife? That's not the way to get cash.
It's not. Like, why else would a kid?
I guess a ransom.
a ransom.
But that's a more organized kidnapping.
But I assume, like, my kid, let me tell you, the second my kid is out of my sight, he's worth less money because I assume that he's tainted and damaged.
Yeah. They have that for women who, in Judaism, if you've had sex or been raped, you're like, it's not her fault, but she's not worth as much.
It's like when you, as soon as you drive the car off the lot, like, it goes down in value 20%. As soon as the kid gets in that van, 20% of value.
Or someone crashes into your car. You know, it's not your fault, but it's damaged. And no one will ever buy this. They'll truly love it again.
Yeah, even if you're just kidnapping
now it's
that
a lease. It wasn't your fault, but you were drunk.
I was sleeping it off in the car. It's still not my fault. If you kidnap a kid for ransom, I mean, you're like, there's going to be some days before it's paid off. I may as well fuck it while I... To show them I'm serious.
I mean, well, look, you have to be a special type of person to have sex with children, right?
What would you rather? Them send you your kid's pinky in the mail, or a picture of, like, jizz all over his, like, butt, coming out of his butt?
Oh, my God. Please not talk about my kid. It's actually bothering me that I'm talking about. Can we talk about an anonymous kid that's not my kid? That's okay. Fucking. And his mom's going to hear this and kill me.
Just jizz on him, a kid in general.
You guys answer this because you don't have kids. So I have to visualize. I'm making eye contact with the person we're talking
about. Your kid's toe or a picture of your kid's toe up the kidnapper's butt while he jerks off.
Yeah, that's a tough one. If it's my dog, I want that jizz in the butt.
The dog, of course.
Not of course. I had to think about it for a second.
You said he's jizzing on him. Next time it's fucking in him.
How much would you pay ransom if your dog got kidnapped? What's the price that they could get out of you? Honestly, a real price. Because your girl loves that dog. You love that dog.
$400,000.
No.
Shut the fuck up. They gave him $400,000. Like, hey, you guys, you didn't even start off right. We're not going to negotiate. That's like saying, like, you want this whole CD? How about $80? Dude, start at 15. No, we're not even talking. I'll just go buy it.
What would be the price? Somebody kidnaps your dog. They say to you this. They say $25,000, or we're going to send you a video of us beheading your dog.
Oh, my God.
To the ISIS music.
Am I sure I get the dog back with that money or not?
You're pretty sure. They seem... I read this book. It's a great sales book called Never Split the Difference. And this was his job, was to negotiate with people. And
get other people to split the difference.
Well, yeah, you're not the idea of the book was he couldn't really negotiate because splitting the difference was killing one of the hostages.
Right.
So he's like a hostage negotiator that wrote this sales book based off of how to negotiate and get stuff out of people. Yeah. And they were talking about with the kidnappers that are doing this every single time, they're willing to take way less money. And they're fucking terrified. They're not trying. They want you to give them the money, and they want to give the person back. They do not want to kill this person.
Right.
So my assumption would be, I would give you that book during the whole thing. I'm like, relax, Ari, read this book. Okay, I know you're freaking out about your dog. You don't think you're gonna get it back.
Like they're feeding the dog.
They're feeding your dog. Okay, $25,000. They asked for.
Who likes Blue Mountain? The Blue Mountain kind of kill. Please put a cut of some carrots in there. Thank you so much.
If you're watching this. I miss you. I love you.
Would you, 25, would you pay?
Oh, fuck. I probably might.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to. But if that was like the real deal, I might have to.
Yeah. If they sent you like pictures of the dog.
Diaz had a new landlord for his apartment. He has like 10 cats, 12, at some point like 15. You would like look at him through the screen door, the carpet would like be moving.
Joey Diaz
like,
has 15 cats.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's a great cat lady.
He just keeps rescuing him. Yeah. Mock him openly if you see him.
Mock him openly.
Yeah. The secret to beating Diaz in a fight is running for 4 seconds and then hold gas. But his new landlord came in and was like, the rules were always no cats, just your old landlord allowed it, but we don't allow it. And he's like, I'm moving. And I was like, you're not going to go with the cats? Who the fuck would give up their pet?
Yeah.
Just move.
I mean, cats I would give up. Cats don't have any...
That's like a herd of cats or whatever.
Yeah, that is
a lot. Too many. I think there shouldn't be more cats than there are people in the house.
Yeah, he was shearing them and making colorful sweaters and such.
He's stuffing Coke baggies up their butt.
I got to start doing early podcasts. I feel on this early.
Yeah, dude, early, you wake up, you're refreshed.
Yeah.
The day wears on you, you start thinking about all your problems.
Yeah.
You've read 100 shitty comments about your fucking dumb fucking family members and how people want to kill you. By the time the nighttime hits, you're like, I don't even want to be funny anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, there's a lot going on right now. Real quick, also, if you love the show, please, gasdigitalnetwork.com, go subscribe, use that promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, you get access to every single show on the network, all 23 shows, the Racist Live Chat, which I always refer to during the show so you guys can be a part of the conversation, and the entire On Demand Library, you get ad-free, uncensored episodes, everything. So, and they're not going to shut us down like they're going to do Patreon eventually.
I don't know, man.
They might. You're right.
I feel like.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you know what, Ari? He makes a point.
Server. It's a server.
I'm really on.
I have the old intro if you want to.
Oh, let's see the old intro. Ari, would you prefer the old intro?
Let's hear it. I don't know yet. I mean, how?
Same logo. Same cool logo.
You are now tuned in to the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis
J. Who's that?
Gomez that's for Fred, Gomez, Tark Gomez.
When it comes to what's in your mouth? Tobacco?
Holding it down. He's known as a sniper. Got you laughing.
I like the new one a lot better. I don't like, I resent
Mondays,
this.
Wednesdays and Fridays.
You got the meat cat on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's when we change it to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mondays, and you're like, let's do it. And then you're like, nah, it's not. We're not going to do it. Yeah,
Amico slamming. I love it. I was thinking, salmon.
Who made that?
The real ass podcast. This is about to drop.
Is that Cushion Pusher?
Some white guy.
Cushion Pusher. Cushion Pusher. And the Jay Sheck did the animation. Shout out to Cushion Pusher and Jay Sheck. I kind of miss it. I miss the old intro.
I just feel like there should be. I know your listeners out there know what 90s emo rock is.
I know what 90s, like Weezer-ish.
Post.
Okay, what?
Post that. Like.
Post it on post. Social
no,
media?
No, like
right
after
now?
It.
Yeah.
After Weezer?
The closest you would know is like Live, but they were a little more metal-y.
I know.
I don't care.
Are you talking about like the almost like the indie rock you're talking about?
Yeah, indie rock.
You're talking about indie rock. It's not emo, dude. Emo,
no, no, but
you're
not
a fucking
it's
idiot,
not
dude.
Specifically
emo was Thursday and At the Drive-In, and that was
they
like.
They were also emo, but I'm saying 90s emo.
They were all in the 90s. None of those bands existed after 1999.
Let's play something and get you taken down.
Play me something. Don't get me taken down. We'll talk over it.
Okay.
Just got to alter it in some way or another.
Make it a parody of some
yeah,
sort.
See?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we
all
go.
All right.
We'll do it very piratey.
Oh.
It's like rock.
You mean The Offspring?
No.
No, that's like shit punk.
This is like.
Yeah, this sucks.
This is so bad.
Yeah, so, oh, we want to signify that the show sucks to people.
We want to get
when you tune in, you want. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
that seems like we're about to have an awesome time.
Yeah.
We want to let everyone know, like, hey guys, we're going to suck today, and there's not going to be any fun to be had.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem with women in the 90s being in music, and I'm going to be this is going to sound harsh, is that all of their fucking songs were about them being raped. And it's not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they are, dude. All those bitches, they fucking. That was like a prerequisite to get a record deal in the 90s and late 80s, where you had to have been raped multiple times. And you had to write fun songs about it that you didn't even realize that they're fucking about rape. Or that was like, even Third Eye Blind. All their songs were about being like heroin addicts and finding their friends dead, but they were like, doo, doo, doo,
oh, yeah.
Doo, 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 doo.
She was raped, remember
yeah.
her.
Like Meredith Brooks, I'm a bitch,
yeah.
I'm a lover. He was on top
yeah,
of
Meredith,
me.
Right.
He would not stop. I cried so much. If you ever listen to the lyrics, that's what she's talking about.
I thought it was about women empowerment.
Nope. She was
wow.
being, she
I have
was being raped
sometimes
by
like
the guy from
allegory.
Third Eye Blind. Nobody knows that story.
What?
Remember the
Alana
do,
song
do.
Where she's all mad at the dude from Full House?
Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Cut it
she's
out.
Like,
that's what he said to her. He was like, cut it out, you crazy bitch. Stop writing songs about me.
Stop talking about that time you sucked my dick in a movie theater.
Dude, before there was subtweeting, before Twitter, you had to be a musician and write a pop song in order to get that message to the guy.
Yeah.
Now,
it has to be really big. I have to make sure it's on radio in his town.
You could just fucking ghost a chick back in the day, never think about her again.
Yeah.
And move on. And she had you go become an international superstar.
You're just driving your car, and next thing you know, you hear
a
song.
What?
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Now you can't really do that.
Calling.
That's hilarious. Joey Diaz
cats
is calling me right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just talking about you.
Talk about some felines.
Why? I'm
the
here.
Show. You want to answer? You answer it.
Okay. Speaker it.
Here, you go. Let's
see. Joey, it's Ari Shaffir. We're doing a podcast. I'm just warning you ahead of time. Me and... an Irish stallion, Colm, and Zach
right.
Amico and Lewis are all here.
I can send them my love.
Okay, I will. I told him about your 15 cats, and he didn't believe me.
He what?
I told him about all your cats, and he didn't believe me.
No, I don't have 15 cats. I got 3 cats.
Bullshit. What's the most you ever had? Okay. I told him what a real ass dude you were for fucking moving out of your house when they're like, can't have cats. And you're like, fuck you, I'm out.
Done. I brought the cats on the plane with me and everything.
I'm sure that was great for all the other people on the plane. Do you mind if I cats in here? How about 12?
Everybody has a social dog, don't they?
They
got a social cat.
Coughing up fur balls.
Yeah.
I take a Xanax and I pet the cat.
That's great. All right, I'll call
love you, buddy.
I love you too.
All right, Gomez, call me later.
I'll call you later, buddy. Love you.
I love you guys.
Okay, see you later. Bye, faggot.
Fucking loser.
Nice.
The great Joey Diaz. Moving, he's in Jersey. I like, I think he's here.
He's here. I like how he's like, I have three cats. I'm like, how many is the most? 10. Like,
perfectly acceptable number. Yeah. 10.
3 is ridiculous. That's way too much.
All right, we got to talk about this really quick.
Well, we really got to talk about how you're too scared to answer that on speakerphone during a podcast. But we can talk about the thing you wanted to talk about.
What? Well, no, I don't want to fucking just put him on the spot and be like, Joe, you're on
that's
my podcast.
That's why you say, hey, you're on a podcast.
You know him more than I know him. I don't want to just...
Henceforth, you were too scared.
I'm not afraid.
Where to for?
I'm afraid of no man.
You're a fucking pussy. I can't be on this phone.
He's gone.
You know what? He's a walkout.
Call me back. I'll be on when you have some balls. Zach, no problem with you.
No, he's walking out. Wow.
Yeah, you're cool too, buddy.
Because I have no balls, he's leaving. Holy shit.
Shit, dude.
He's pulled the Corinne.
He did Corinne.
Oh, shit. He Corinne it.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait.
Right in your face.
I have more of a fucking right to talk about this than you do.
Yes. Wait, can you play the
way to be a pro?
Do you want to switch seats now?
Yes, I do.
See you later, Ari. I love Ari.
That's great. You got fucking Joe DeRosa drops.
Presidential election Monday. If you guys aren't voting, if you aren't registered, it's too late to register at this point. But look, it's between me and Ari at this point. Ari brought a lot of mayhem, but I brought a lot of mayhem to that last episode as well. You know, the fact that I ruined the Sixers game for Jay, I told Jonathan Davis that corn sucks when Jay called him to look cool.
That was so fucking funny.
I mean, God damn it, dude. It was one of my greatest moments.
Imagine picking up a call. He might have not even had Jay's number saved.
Move that over, Dylan. Move that over. Thanks.
If he didn't have Jay's number saved and he just picked up and somebody yelled, corn sucks, you're a faggot.
That's the fucking funniest. Dude, you suck. Fuck you. Fuck corn sucks. Corn sucks. Oh, go watch the latest Legion of Skanks. What a great time this has been. All right, let's talk about this really quick. Netflix is in some hot water, right? They apologize and they changed their marketing materials for Cuties after backlash. It's a film. I thought it was a documentary.
No, it's a French. It's a French movie.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
French.
It's a feature.
Oh, it's an actual film. I feel less
the trailer if you want to see.
I feel less like I feel like it's less creepy now that it's a movie.
Oh, I have a lot to fucking
okay. Let's
people
let's,
have
let's,
been
let's
bitching about this, driving me nuts.
See what's going on here. Let's see the trailer. Is this before it was changed, or is this?
No, this is the trailer. This is the same trailer. They were mad at the poster.
That is disgusting. Cover up our face.
I mean, it's pause it. It's two child ass shots in the first 10 seconds of the movie. It's a little weird. I'm also looking for it for that now, yeah. Right? So it's like I gotta say, like,
you can find that if you looked at a kid's aerobics video.
Yeah, there's that's the truth. If you watched, you know, any movie about kids that are of this age group, you know, we were watching
or a kids' bop music video.
Yeah, we were watching the Sandlot. And all those boys with their fucking dicks in their pants, dude, they're just fucking playing baseball. You see their dicks just bouncing around. It's fucking...
Those little boys?
It's hot. Sorry. Did you not see that? Were you not watching the same... Were you not watching the same Sandlot?
Lewis is the dog they were afraid of in the neighbor's yard. Those little boy dicks!
No, they're like at the pool at one point, and there's like... You know, everyone's in fucking bathing suits and there's young girls in bikinis. And I'm like, I remember just sort of like watching it being like, oh yeah, there's fucking perverts in the world. And I think we didn't have, in the 80s and 90s, I think it was you would hear about a fucking pedophile. And it was something that didn't really exist because nobody knew any pedophiles, right? You would like, you heard about some like weirdo down the street maybe, but not really, right? I'd never heard of anybody getting touched as a kid. It was just something that was sort of known. And you wouldn't go to a stranger's house and, you know, but it was something that was like, you know, you almost like out of sight, out of mind. I think a lot of like, you know, a lot of people just act like it didn't happen. But now because of the internet and you're finding out all this stuff, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, the child thing on YouTube, that whole scandal that they had. And you're like, oh, shit, no, there are fucking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of fucking pedos in the world that are scouring the internet for shit like this. So my son the other day, I was playing video games and he wanted to like run. He was in his underwear and he was going to run and fucking like, he always like when I'm streaming after he gets up, because I stream in the morning, he'll like run out and like say hi. And he was in his underwear and I had to tell him, I was like, no, James, don't. And I couldn't explain to him why not. He's like, why not? And I was like, because it's just,
you're too hot.
some guys don't like that.
But there's some fucking weirdos that are out there in the world that are going to fucking beat off to my son in his undies. You know?
It's like the one that
and left. I can't monetize that. I'm not pulling that video down. What am I supposed to fucking do? Yeah.
Just turn the comments off. I don't know what to tell you.
Lewis just interrupts a video of his son just going, okay, let's talk about Kratom for a second. Right, guys?
But, all right, so continue to play the trailer.
Mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Il se passe quoi là? Vous faisiez quoi à la guerre?
On va danser au concours!
Danse! On la danse!
Je danse avec vous. Quoi?
Danse!
You like my little pussy?
Oh, you must dance! That's strange that they have a spread crotch shot. Dog, I'm telling you right now, listen to me. This movie was made for pedophiles by pedophiles. No, I'm fucking telling you, Dougie,
it's
no.
It's just fucking right. French, Lewis. That's all what
right,
they
first
do.
Of all, let me stop you right there. Written and directed by a woman.
Pedophiles can
French,
be women, too.
A French woman?
French women are inherently into children.
They don't even have a word for pedophilia. It's just sex. This doesn't exist.
Yeah, it is. What do we call it? Oxygen.
It's just a thumbs up and a smile and a wink.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot even improvise in the French accent. Is there?
It's not bad.
I'm not very good at anything. You know.
How about it? 15 is on.
I've been working on my pedophile accent for 32 years. So.
That's a little weird. I'm not gonna lie. The whole plot. Look, I understand, even if the woman that made this movie, like, all right, fine, maybe she was a little whore dancer when she was 11, okay? Maybe that's her fucking story, but, like, listen to me, bitch.
From the ghetto.
Would you, if you had a daughter, would you let her fucking put on an outfit like that and dance around and fucking let people film? That's crazy.
It is nuts, but it is a very, like, arts. So it's about a Muslim chick who joins, like, a sexy dance squad, and I think it's about the dichotomy of a culture where sex is taboo to one where it's exploited.
Right.
So it's very, I think it's high concept, and yes, it can be offensive. But people are acting like Netflix is putting out like child pornography as opposed to this, I would call it provocative more than like.
The problem is it's not just provocative, it's provocative with real children. So the issue is not so much like the story itself. Like if they told the story of this girl, and it was a girl that was of age, they got an actress that kind of like looked younger, and like they were. The problem is like
it's a bunch of midgets.
There's a bunch of
kids just dancing, twerking, and shit.
Old midgets,
just with their weird asses, shaking their weird asses.
I understand. I do understand. It's a little bit fucking. We do have like a fucking culture of people that are. I have a kid. Maybe I look at it a little differently as well. But it's like, that's a real thing that's happening out there. And
I just think that people are overblown. Like, okay, the first season of That 70s Show, Mila Kunis was 14.
No.
Nice.
And think of the outfit she wore on that show.
Hell but yeah. She was playing an adult.
Yeah, but
no, she was playing a 14-year-old.
She was supposed to be in high school.
Yeah, she was a high school freshman. Yeah,
well, then I have some regrets.
And think about how sexualized... That character.
We
was.
All fell in love, but we were all her age.
Yeah, so
when I fell in love.
Okay, hold on.
Quick thinking there. Good job, Gomez. Yeah. We were all the same age. Who fucking Winnie Cooper?
Topanga,
those fat titties. I was a kid. She was a woman amongst children.
Sometimes it's good to reminisce sometimes, you know?
Doggy.
What would you do?
You're right. I have a, like, it's not.
Because we're looking at it from a different...
I don't even like... Look, so I guess yeah, Shannon, stop distracting me with hot children. Thank you.
It was Mila Kunis in That 70s Show.
I know!
Was it? Put it back up.
for the audio listeners, it wasn't actually just a
She's 14?
Yeah, she was 14 when that show started, and she's making out with Kelso.
Wow.
Actually, well, she went on to marry him, though, so groomed.
But by the way, that's good for him taking that nice long detour in between.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of celebrity puss.
He went and got some old puss for a while.
There was one chick.
That came back
there was
in.
A celebrity not that long ago. I don't even know what, in what she's probably like a fucking TikTok bitch or whatever she is, right? Disney star. Who knows what the fuck she is? But she talked about how she liked the book Lolita. And some of her fans were like, oh, like, you know, did you fantasize about, like, and she was like, yeah, like, it just, like, you know, she was being honest. She was like, yeah, like, that fantasy of the older man and young girl, like, that, like, you know, it did, like, and she was, they were trying to cancel this girl for this. They were trying to fucking, and it's like, goddamn, like, you know, I don't have an issue, like, it's not like the story is the problem. You know what I'm saying? If this is a book or a story, and it's like, you can really have some provocative stuff. My problem is, there are actual little girls there that are being really sexualized. Some of those shots, the outfits that they're wearing.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
Is a part of the story about sexualization of these little girls?
Yeah, I believe it's about...
That's fucked. So it's like, look, even like, all right, so the Sandlot, it's, look, you can't, I'm not saying like, oh my God, you shouldn't fucking have a scene where they're at the beach. Like, you know, I don't think that it's a really big deal. There are fucking weirdos out there, obviously, right? But when you have the whole plot of the movie is about sexualizing these little girls and you're showing them in provocative positions, wearing provocative outfits, you're exploiting these children in a very real way. Like the filmmakers
are
exploiting
these children. I think it's a commentary on like the toddlers and tiaras or these young girl dance teams. So, and I think it's kind of holding a mirror to the real things that happen.
It's by letting fucking weirdos masturbate.
No, so it's like, look at this kid in the bikini. This is sick, right?
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Bend over.
Look at her. Look at her running slow-mo on the beach. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. It is weird. What was Netflix's response?
French. Whoopsie.
It's actually a pretty great response because I want you to read it here.
Netflix apologizes. We're deeply sorry for the inappropriate artwork that we use for Ming Dong Sibzu's Cuties. It was not okay, nor was it representative of this film, French film, which won an award at Sundance. We've updated the picture in the description.
So I think Netflix just got caught trying to be provocative with the advertising. I think they got caught.
I mean,
the picture, the poster looked straight up like...
There's two different posters, too.
Yeah.
Let's see the two different posters.
This is the one in that was French.
That was how it was advertised in France.
And this Which, is by the way, that's not really that provocative. That's, you know, little girls that look like they're shopping.
But that's how it was advertised. This is what Netflix put
up. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. If you had to pick one, though, which one?
That's not the one standing up. Look at that.
The blonde looks like it's like Channing Tatum's face photoshopped on a little girl.
I thought it was like some sort of a special needs type of show. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
Yeah, so people
I think Netflix was trying to get attention, and it backfired on them.
Yeah, it for sure did. I have mixed thoughts because, look, I don't believe in censorship of art. I don't believe that. But I just feel like if you look at that trailer and you sort of like, yeah, it's a little bit weird. It's a little weird. You know, and my problem is how many people are watching that movie because, well, now the controversy. Here's the thing. Netflix loves the controversy, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a negative for them in the long run.
Not at all. Here's the thing. As soon as you...
Nobody's giving up Netflix.
This whole go woke, go broke shit is bullshit. That's not true anymore. People are like, get woke, go broke. Mm-mm. We're at a different time right now, okay? If you have a good product, I don't really give a fuck who you vote for, right? I don't give a fuck if you're woke. I don't really give a shit. Netflix is sort of a superior product. There's not really much else there. There's not much they can do to get me to cancel my Netflix membership. It's going to be a tough road to get me there, right? So when they make a mistake like this, you know, all they have to do is act appropriately. And they go, we apologize. We didn't know. Water under the bridge. Nobody cares anymore. They've moved on to the next thing. If Netflix held their ground and said like, oh no, you know, then it just keeps going. But that sort of, it's a marketing strategy to get people talking about them. You look at them, I guarantee they spike. As soon as they apologize, their numbers go way back up. People feel satisfied. You know, people are fucking adults. And I think that, you know, SNL did the same thing. I think SNL knew that Shane was going to be fired. As soon as they made the hire, I think they were like, yeah, we're going to probably have to fire this guy, but fuck it. We'll just act appropriately. You know, if we act accordingly and we do what the woke people want us to do, then we don't get in trouble for even hiring him. Who gives a fuck? It means nothing to us. We actually look like we're awesome. We feed more into that. So, yeah, it's marketing. Netflix is evil. Netflix is fucking evil.
Yeah, I think they were trying to do something, but it's nobody's going to cancel Netflix. It's too big now.
No, nobody's canceling Netflix. Can't do it. Can't do it. My kid likes too much stuff on that. He's watching Netflix right now. He's watching Cuties.
Is he?
He's dancing.
He's like, look at these old bitches.
You know there's a camera on the other side of that TV, right?
Yeah. All right, real quick, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is Blue Chew. Love Blue Chew. They are essentially a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. Who doesn't want to go a few extra rounds, last a little bit longer, give your chick another half an inch or so? That's what I get out of it.
It's in there. You don't know it's in there.
You got to.
But it's in there.
It's like an umbrella. You know, if you press that button, you're like, oh my God, wow.
That's like just the penguin's umbrella. There's a little something extra in there.
Blue Chew, they make the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. They work faster. They're cheaper. They are just better overall. All you do is you go online, you fill out a little questionnaire, and a doctor gives you a prescription right on the website. You don't have to go see a doctor in person. You don't have to go to a pharmacy because they send them right to your house in discreet packaging. So it's super easy. And the best part of all of this is the Real Ass Podcast is going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Once again, BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? So I got to bring this up really quick. And I don't want to fucking make it a whole thing, dildo. But this happened today on my live stream. We're streaming this morning, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. You get all of the fight journals, all episodes of Real Ass Podcast on my YouTube channel. My Twitch has been killing it lately. Dildo helped me set it up.
There's a 7-year-old in his underpants. It's fucking the best.
It's not true. There's never a 7-year-old in his underpants. Thank you very much. His mom's going to hear this. Please don't joke about that. His mom literally causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, go to Colum Terrell's
YouTube channel.
Thank you. So here's the deal. I'm on my stream today and I
have the clip.
Do not ever fucking interrupt me again. I'm on my stream today and I'm in the middle of it and people are giving props for how good the stream looks. And we got a bunch of new emotes, which I don't even really know what they are, but they're little emote things that play the clip. Play exactly what happened here. Okay. Also, have you guys seen all the new fucking, got to give Dildo credit because we have a bunch of new emoji majiggers, Zach Amico, scan cans, all this shit, baby. So I don't know how you get them. I have no idea. I think it's to do with the tier. There they are. Look, there's a scan cans one too. I think it's the whatever tier you are. I don't know what a tier means. Here we go. Moreweed credit. Moreweed made them? No. Moreweed, you did not make them. Yeah, look at the scan cans. They're so awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Wow, Moreweed. Dylan gave you no fucking credit. Wow. Bringing that up on today's show. Wow. Moreweed 69 makes the emojis and Dylan takes credit. Also. Apparently, Dylan following one of the 48 laws of white power, or is he taking advantage of Moreweed's fucking talent? So that's it.
Are you making people watch you play video games?
Yeah,
this is even for Lewis. This is like a new low.
No. One time,
can we watch that back now? Just that clip of you watching yourself.
Can we actually? Is that possible in real time? So, Dildo, you sent me these emotes, and apparently at Moreweed69 on Twitch made them and sent them to you.
He made the basic tier. I made the top tier ones.
But you gave this guy no credit.
That's not true.
You never told me that Moreweed did them.
I gave him credit personally.
Oh, you're like, thanks, bro.
thanks.
Exactly. And also, I'll be honest, the funniest part is I realized this morning is he doesn't have a subscriber, so he can't even use them.
He can't even use them.
He can't
even use his emotes.
I made the skin cans, though. Those are my hands.
Those are pretty nice. So here's the thing. Dylan, he actually, I got to give Dylan credit here. Dylan he executed one of the 48 laws of white power. Nice. Shannon, which is that law? Law number 7, get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit.
Yeah, nice.
I love it. I got no problem, Dylan. I got no problem with this. More Weed 69. Here's where you fucked up, though, is you should have preemptively figured out a way to make sure that it wasn't going to get back to me.
No, what you're supposed to do now is put this blame on the More Weed faggot and say that he...
is a snitch.
No, he told you he didn't want credit, so you distance yourself. That's another rule, I believe, right? You're supposed to distance yourself from this. This is all that other guy's fault. You wanted to give him credit, but he was like, nah, it's okay, man.
I tried, bro. I said, listen, I'll bring it up to Lewis. He wasn't with it.
Oh, he wasn't with it. Okay, see, More Weed. See? Maybe you should have been a little bit more...
More Weed didn't want the credit.
Deliberate.
Dylan tried to, but...
I really did.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're a liar, but all right, it's like, well, I respect it.
That was it. Shannon thought this was going to be a whole thing where Dylan was going to be talking for an hour. I was like, no, shut up. We're going to move on pretty quickly, Shannon. Don't worry about it.
Nice. Nice.
All right, so real quick. I don't know... I don't know what QAnon is. I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Like, and I was thinking about this. Like, if you know what QAnon is, like, if you know what that is, you're a fucking loser. If you know what's going on, like, it could be a person, it could be a place, it could be a sandwich, it could be anything. I have no idea.
It's a diet. It's
a Muslim city.
I'm Quanon, yeah. I'm going to Quanon. I just prayed in my Quanon. Yeah, could be a fucking Bible for Muzzies.
We should use that more. What? Muzzies is good.
Muzzies is great. Muzzies I just is said great. That just popped out of my mouth.
Yeah, Muzzies is great.
Remember Muzzy from the...
Je ne pense pas.
Yeah.
Toi, he was a Muslim.
Yeah.
He was a Muslim monster that
he was a Muslim
children.
Woman. That's why he's so hairy.
He was a Muslim woman.
That's why they make them wear a burqa. Like. That's why they put a burqa on them. They go,
they just shave around the eyes and put the shit on them.
Je ne pense pas.
Le baiser,
death to l'America.
Cut off my clit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there she is.
She's beautiful.
She's from QAnon.
Yeah, that's... is that what QAnon is? I have no idea. What is QAnon? Do you even know?
No.
It's like a secret society.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's guess the news. It's time to guess the news.
I think it's a secret society for pedophiles or something.
Edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
What's that?
Dominica.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it actually?
I think it's something that leaks information. Like, doesn't QAnon leak?
No.
Like, paper?
We're going to guess. Shannon, don't tell us yet. We're guessing. We're in the process of guessing.
It's like the Illuminati, right? But, like, it's like the next step up above the Illuminati.
How do you spell it? Is it Q apostrophe and it's like a black guy?
QAnon.
QAnon. QAnon Jenkins. QAnon. QAnon, why are you always late?
Quanon Washington.
Come on, man.
Quanon, get out of that car. You know that ain't yours. What are you doing stealing?
So that's just slang. It's like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
You know I'm good for it. Come on.
Quanon. I have no idea. It has something to do with like an area in San Francisco.
What?
Maybe.
I thought it was like some sort of...
We're getting cold. You're cold.
I'm being 100%. I know I play dumb a lot. Being 100% serious here. I have no clue. If I had to give my honest guess, I would have guessed it's an area in San Francisco where you're not allowed to go in unless you're black.
I think it's... Okay. I think it's like...
It's a drinking fountain.
It's a secret society for pedophiles or something. And the elite.
You think that's what it is?
I think
it's... Do you really think that's what it is?
I do. But I'm also guessing.
You're guessing.
We are like three stupid people.
What is?
We're not stupid people because this is retarded. The it's like some sort of conspiracy.
Yeah, people that know this are losers. They're fucking idiot losers.
I think they believe the president's a lizard and all this stuff, right? Am I wrong?
What is it?
I think there's somebody that leaks classified documents.
Oh, is that? It's just like WikiLeaks?
Close. You guys are both close. Colin.
Me?
No.
What?
It's not in San Francisco?
What? It's a black guy who lives in San Francisco. Shut the fuck up.
San Diego.
So Q was a handle that first posted on 4chan's image boards in 2017. And so it's QAnon for anonymous.
Okay.
And they posted a cryptic message. The first message was suggesting that Hillary Clinton was about to be taken into custody for her role in an imagined conspiracy having to do with pedophilia, yada, yada.
Ah.
And then after that, since then, there have been several posts saying stuff that was going to happen that are very pro-Trump and that talk about satanic pedophile cults in the government and how Donald Trump and certain unidentified political members are going to help to take them down.
So it's Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
Okay.
QAnon is Sam Tripoli.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, so what is it?
It's the account.
It's an anonymous poster on 4chan.
Just one guy? Or it's like a collective?
Just some dude.
Don't know.
Just some
Nobody knows.
Ooh.
Just some dickhead in Arizona.
Some people
just
think it's Donald Trump. Like some people think it's Donald Trump. Yeah. But wow. We don't know who it is.
Just all caps. All the time posted. Just.
Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, good for that. Look at that. Secret Pedophile Networks. Very pedophile heavy show today. Wow.
Yeah.
Very pedophile heavy show.
We're not anti-pedophile, just because it comes across that way. Just want you to know what.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that I respect all cultures and religions.
Yeah, exactly.
Did somebody post that? That was Netflix's response to that. Something about respecting all cultures and religions. When somebody asked them if they support pedophilia, I don't know if that was real or if it was made by somebody, but that went viral yesterday when people were freaking out about it.
What religion is pedophile?
Catholics.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. You're right.
Their response was, we understand that not all stories may appeal to our viewers, which is why we always invest in a diverse range of content from all over the world. We also provide ratings, synopsis, trailer, and controls to help members make the right viewing choices. Oh, here we go. And when it says, do you support pedophilia, a simple yes or no will suffice. And they said, we cannot really comment on that. But while we believe in creative freedom at Netflix, we respect all religions and their cultures, traditions, and values.
That was just a mistake.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody just tweeted wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can't comment on that right now. They got to talk to their legal team.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Never before seen photos are released showing Bill Clinton get a massage from one of Epstein's victims. The picture surfaced the same day Clinton was endorsed Biden in the DNC. They're holding on to all this shit. Like, dude, they're fucking so dirty and nasty.
But this is sensationalized, too, because then they talked to the chick about it,
mm-hmm.
and she straight up said that he... So they were on a plane going to do charity work, I think, in Africa.
Yeah.
And she gave him a massage, and she said he was a gentleman and didn't hit on her.
Of course, because fucking...
Shoved a cigar up my fucking ass.
Let's see. Hold on. The picture surface. This is Sean T. Davis, then a 22-year-old massage therapist, rubs her hands on his shoulders. Clinton had complained of a stiff neck after falling asleep on Epstein's while a humanitarian trip to Africa. Epstein's accused Madame Ghislaine Maxwell, blah, blah, blah.
I miss this Bill Clinton. I miss red in the face. Little chunky Bill Clinton.
He took a blue chew.
Not old grandpa.
This is,
couldn't hurt anybody. Yeah, Bill Clinton. Yeah.
This is I just came face.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever been jerked off before, this is the face you, because you're sort of embarrassed. You're lying there. Some chick's got you by the dick, and she's just tugging you. You're like, ah. It's a silly fun time. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're being jerked off, and so that's what's going on right there. He's very jolly. He's very happy. He's very.
And also, she's 22 at the time. So,
22, exactly.
What do you want?
Yeah, you know. So, but she's one of the victims. Was she one of the victims? Like, she started doing that when she was a kid.
I mean, she was a massage therapist.
I don't remember. It's the story.
Just saying, so do what you love.
Give me some backstory here. Was she in the documentary as one of the girls that was featured as underage?
She was like the recruiter, right, or something.
Hold on, sorry.
Maybe
they had her go out and.
Oh, the scout?
The scout, exactly,
But then she went pro and became a massage therapist?
So they were all, like, quote-unquote massage therapists for Epstein. That's how they all kind of started out. But it just says that she's listed as one of the victims. So she did start from below legal age.
Yeah.
Lewis, how old were you when you got your first job?
My first job? How old was I? 10 or 11?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Entrepreneur, that woman.
Yeah. But I was, I mean, even before that, I was sort of working for myself. Lemonade stands, iced tea stands.
Before that?
Yard sales.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to make money.
Lewis has been business minded his whole life.
My whole life, for as long as I can remember.
Money minded. You wanted money.
I wanted some cash. Yeah, I was fucking. I was always aware of how broke we were. Like really fucking broke. Like always just my mom's always openly worrying about money. Like my son's even what I've been worried about.
That money, really is so much worse than your mom being a hooker. It's being a broke hooker.
Oh my God. It's like, what are you selling yourself for, you fucking pig? You're doing nothing. What are you selling yourself? Why are we on Section 8 if you are a hooker?
That's embarrassing.
That's a fucking nightmare. It's actually, I've never thought about that.
She's if you grew up rich and your mom was a hooker, that's nice. Almost like a success story.
My mom's like the bodega of hookers. Like just like what are you even selling?
There's
you
a
even,
cat. There's a dust.
You're selling sex. What is this for?
There's dust on old ring dings.
Her hooker was a front for a different business. Her hookerdom. I have no idea, dude. She was definitely hooking. And yeah, I guess just not very good at it. Not very good at saving your money. Probably charging too low, to be honest with you. But my mom wasn't super hot. So if we now, when I really put it into perspective here, I'm not paying my mom more than $100. Like my mom's probably $100-$150 hooker. Back then's decent. Like my mom's pretty, but
you're paying her 50, but she's stealing an extra 100.
Not hooker pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like
your mom's not hooker pretty. That's like the worst insult I've ever heard anyone say about anyone in my life. So,
oh, by the way, terrible. Not hooker pretty is the name of the episode.
Sure. She wasn't. She's pretty. You're not hooker pretty.
I'm just saying, if you're paying a bitch.
I know.
I'm not paying a fucking old ass mom of two who's fucking looks it, you know?
Yeah, she has some miles on her.
You ever pay a nasty hooker?
No.
Yeah, me either, man. That's crazy.
Disgusting. Who would pay fucking a fucking...
No.
Who would even ever fuck anything?
Gross. That is gross.
Yuck. Yuck.
What are you doing after this? I need these brothels back up.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom, she was like pretty for a mom. Like my friends would be like, oh, Lewis's mom is hot, right? That was sort of the attitude. But when you peel apart those, like, I saw my mom naked all the time. It wasn't nice. She had a lot of varicose veins. She had a little bit of a mom, like fucking poof. Fupa? Yeah, like a fupa. My mom had definitely a poofy fupa.
Why did she see your mom naked all the time?
My mom was just very open. She used to fuck us. Just my mom hippie, used to suck my cock.
She's a nice hippie.
She was a drug addicted hooker. She was fucking wilding out in the street.
it was like the lady in the tub of The Shining.
Yeah, dude, what are you talking about? She's fucking freaking out. We had to bring her home from parking lot sometimes. She was naked. She needed a towel. No, I kid. Obviously, if she's listening to this in heaven, mom, heaven? You were hooker pretty.
Heaven?
Yeah. Come on, man. Well, Mary Magdalene was a fucking hooker.
She made bank, though.
Dude, Mary Magdalene was not bank. A poor hooker. Mary Magdalene is the most famous hooker of all time.
Yeah.
Do you think... All right, so Mary Magdalene... I don't know anything about that time, right?
Okay, great.
But I assume that, like, BC, you know, that time, right? You know, or I guess AD, because she was, you know, like 20 AD or whatever the fuck Mary Magdalene was... Was she a child hooker? She probably was a child hooker, first of all. Where you figured out that Mary, Jesus' mom, she was like 12 and Joseph was 80. It was some crazy shit. So Mary Magdalene was probably a teen
hooker.
But what's
that got? Joseph wasn't fucking her.
Joseph was, well, he didn't fuck Mary, apparently.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
But I mean, magic doesn't exist, Colin. Huh? You know Jesus isn't real. I know that, like, in Colin, by the way, probably 100% believes in Jesus. He's a fucking dumb Irishman.
Of course I believe in Jesus.
You do? Of course you do. You really do.
You don't think the guy Jesus existed?
I don't even think the guy Jesus existed. I think it's been a long game of telephone. Okay?
What's that, Chinese Whispers?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Chinese Whispers is a hilarious, racist name for that game.
Yeah, it's like you don't realize it's racist when you're a kid and you call it Chinese Whispers, and then you grow up and you're like, oh, shit.
Or you give somebody Indian sunburn, you're like, I'm just making their skin bright red.
Or you catch a certain person by the toe. You're just going around saying these things.
I'm going with you!
Oh.
Every time an N-word joke is dropped on the show, that's the new drop, I've decided. I realize I can't drop that when my black guests are acting inappropriately. That sounds really racist. I do that sometimes.
Silence!
Dude, racism is funny. I don't know what people want me to do here, okay? It is. But Mary Magdalene, sorry. Mary Magdalene.
So she was a whore? Jesus was banging her.
She was friends with him, right? Yeah. And he showed her the way to not be a whore. But the point of this is, because we're talking about pretty enough to be a hooker. Mm. I'm assuming in 20 AD, you know, the bitches were a little muzzy, right?
Well, mm-hmm. Dude, women in the 1920s looked like garbage.
Is this Mary Magdalene right there?
Oh, he's fucking giving her the fucking hand. Look.
Why is he wearing her outfit? Was that his kink? He was like, we need to switch outfits.
He's running away.
Me and Jesus have the same thing.
He's pimp. He's pimp handing her. Look. He's fucking Jesus is whacking her.
Look at this. Yeah, he really is. Why are they playing football?
He looks like a running back who's just fucking giving her the stiff elbow.
The original Heisman Trophy. Get off me, hooker. Get away from it. Look, she's trying to suck his cock.
Yeah.
She just can't help it. She wants to put Jesus' big, thick meat in her mouth right now.
Jesus comes wine all over her face.
Okay, let's put things in perspective. There's no way those two people were that white.
No.
They were definitely more muzzy.
They're Arabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And the point is, like, do we know Mary Magdalene's age?
Oh, no, hold on.
But then you go to the Bible, it's like, oh, she was 407.
Yeah, didn't they do that?
Yeah, wasn't Moses like 300?
Yeah.
I don't think it's real.
No.
I think they made some of it up.
I think they stretched. That's over an whatever.
Exaggeration.
It says when Jesus died. Oh, when she died, she was 58. Hold on. Sorry.
When she died, she was 58.
And Jesus was 32, was he?
Yeah.
Wow, right. That's pretty old. I mean, how is this all like?
So she's older than Jesus.
She lived longer than Jesus. She was there for his crucifixion. The story that I found is
she's sucking his cock on the crucifix. She's like, I had it. It's my only opportunity. He's got right in the face like Bill Clinton.
He is risen. He's like, get off me!
Get the fuck off me, you crazy whore!
Please! I'm sacrificing myself for man! He ends up in hell. Jesus, because he got blown on the cross.
What a whore. Mary Magdalene loved cock. Yeah. Holy shit, she needed it.
Nice.
That cross was high up, too. She had to, like, shimmy up it.
Yeah, she climbed like a telephone pole or straps.
So it says in Western art, literature, and theology, Mary Magdalene is portrayed as a prostitute who meets Jesus, repents of her sins, and pours oil on his feet in a gesture of humility, penitence, and gratitude.
Lube them up.
She missed.
So I think that's what that picture was of, pouring oil on his feet.
Or maybe this is from a movie, but wasn't there a theory that like that was Jesus' girlfriend? Like, no?
That he was banging her?
Yeah, he's banging her.
I mean, I assume that Jesus definitely got a dick sucked by Mary.
There's no Messiah in history. He's not just pounding fucking.
Did Jesus die a virgin? Because he wasn't married. Did Jesus sin?
Well, he's got the 10. Doesn't he have like the lost years? Like, I think there's a
9 to 24 years of.
Yeah, where they're like, they don't.
Something's
9
going,
to 24, like, Jesus was all fucking.
This is Rumspringer.
Doing crazy shit.
He was part of another cult. He killed that guy. He learned all the fucking magic tricks. He was like Waco. He's like the original Waco.
I don't know.
But the point is, Jesus' mother didn't fuck Joseph. I think she was banging someone else.
It's the Virgin Mary. Well, that was the story, right?
And then she just turned around to Joseph. Yeah, he's like, well, I haven't fucked
you. Yeah, but that's a mistranslation.
What do you mean?
The whole Virgin Mary thing. In older editions of the Bible, the word doesn't necessarily mean virgin. It meant like just like pure at heart. And it's been interpreted over generations as to become virgin.
This is some Protestant fucking blasphemy. Right now. This is a disgrace. She was a virgin. I can't sit here and listen to this.
Jesus.
Colin's going to fucking car bomb me on my way out.
Yeah.
Jesus sleep raped Mary. Or not Jesus. God sleep raped Mary and came inside of her.
Uh-huh. As you do.
Because that's what would happen, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't God either. He showed up as
the Holy Spirit.
It was the angel. Gabriel.
Gabriel?
Right? Wasn't he the one who banged her?
No.
Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy raped Jesus' mom.
This is so animated. Oh, yeah. You liked it?
No, it was God, right? God was the mother of Jesus, or the father of Jesus.
Now, someone Google this.
Google this nonsense.
God is Jesus' father, Colin. You're Catholic.
It was fucking...
Some fucking old fucking Irish limerick told you angel, that it was Gabriel.
Nah, angel Gabriel came down and he fucking impregnated her. He gave her the news that she was pregnant.
Dude, if I was an angel...
He came down and was like, oh, yo, God fucking made you pregnant.
I would regularly be fucking just saying, you have to fuck me. I'm putting a baby in. I'm an angel.
Well, that's what a cult.
That's a form of like manipulation, right? Like, definitely, like that's like gaslighting to a certain degree. If I convince a woman that I'm an angel and I'm going to impregnate her with God's baby,
yeah,
that's probably a good strategy in certain parts of the world.
Well, that's
is that what is that why we think storks bring babies? It was just angels, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shannon. That was a good fucking joke on my part, guys.
So I'm Googling it, and all I'm finding is between God and Joseph, St. Joseph. There's no mention of another being.
No Gabriel?
Nope.
No. You don't know. Gabriel, you don't know. This country is fucking full of
who killed it? Who was going to... Did he kill his baby, or was God told him to kill his baby? That was a famous story I remember as a kid being like, that just fucked me up. Whatever the story of the
guy... took him to the mountaintop, and then the mountaintop, as he was about to kill his baby, God was like...
Just like Isaiah or something, his name was it? Isaiah or something?
No, who was that? I don't fucking remember who it was.
God was like, yo, I need you to kill my son.
It's crazy.
And then he was just
and
about
you
to
hear these stories, and now, like in 2020, if somebody said, oh, I killed my baby because God told me, I mean, that's
no,
like.
No, he was just about to kill him, and then God showed up and was like, whoa, I was joking, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry, okay.
But you know what it is, dude? It's always like homeless, crazy people that are like running around. And they're saying, oh, they talk to God. The problem was back in the AD times, everyone looked like a bearded, crazy homeless person. Everyone was covered in shit and dirt. Everyone smelled. Nobody's brushing their fucking teeth. Everyone's begging for shit. It's like the whole society was homeless. You lived in fucking like caves and shit. I have no idea what the houses looked like in Jesus times, but I'm assuming...
Not unlike the Middle East now.
yeah, probably, right? And how do I picture the Middle East now? Like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
The houses are fucking plates that are fucking stacked together and holes are cut into them, and that's it. I swear to God, when I picture the homes in the Middle East, if I were to go to fucking Tehran or fucking Quanon or wherever the fuck we're going to go... I would picture it to look exactly like the homes in the Flintstones, and I'm not even slightly kidding. I'm not even slightly kidding right now. I 100% mean that. And if that is disrespectful to your culture, I say do a better job at marketing yourselves, because I don't fucking know.
Yeah. The Middle East needs to get a better tourism.
Show me the average home in the Middle East right now, Shannon. Show me the average home in the Middle East right now.
What are you talking? What, like, is it even 2-bedroom?
Just pull up a scene from the Flintstones movie, please.
Please pull up the Flintstones.
They just
movie.
Don't. They want. They were going to really show me a fucking nice house in the Middle East. I guarantee
you. You don't pull up John Goodman with his dirty feet.
We're in the center of QAnon.
Yeah, they're all just sliding down dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine having to live in the Middle East.
Yuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine that shit.
Yabba dabba Jew.
Yabba dabba Jew.
That is literally what they're saying.
It sounds like you're saying that.
Yabba dabba Jew.
Yabba dabba
Jew.
Yabba dabba Jew. Yabba dabba Jew.
Oh, here we go. Where is
look,
this?
This is...
Wilma, I'm home!
That's... Allah
Akbar! No, Dino. No, Dino. Bad boy.
It's a dinosaur.
I thought he was going to say Yabba Dabba Doo there.
Yabba Dabba.
Nice. Hell yeah.
You can just translate almost anything Muslim people say to Yabba Dabba Doo.
Educational podcast, man.
It is pretty. We are. A lot of people are calling me the East Coast Joe Rogan. They've been saying that for a while.
They have? Yeah.
It's very true. Because
you're not funny.
Wow, Colm. Somebody clip that, send it to Rogan.
Yeah, do. My friend Let him Joe find Rogan. Out who I am.
My friend Joe Rogan, who's very funny.
I love you, Joe.
So let's see. What else? Cuba Gooding Jr. is being sued for rape. I'm going to save that for Monday. We'll do a rape dicks on that. I want to look further into that. I can't, you know.
I think he's got a few. He's got a few charges on him.
Yeah, he's got.
I think he's like notorious.
He's a handsy boy.
Oh, yeah?
Handsy.
Do you think he just pretends he's retarded, like in radio? Like he doesn't know any better?
Yeah, well, I want to do a little bit of research into this beforehand. We'll do a rape dicks on Cuba Gooding Jr. on Monday. Please send me more information about that. If you're listening to the show right now, do you think Cuba Gooding Jr. is guilty? Do you think he's innocent? If he's innocent, we'll find the way. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I didn't hear he footy raped people. I know he was, like, slapping cocktail waitresses' asses and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it's not okay now. You can't do it. Especially, like, if I wasn't in the industry, I would smack every cocktail waitress's ass that I met. Every time somebody served me anything, if they served me court papers, I'd smack her ass, okay? I would be smacking asses left and right.
A sexual harassment suit?
Yeah, right, you bitch.
Here you go, sugar tits. Put it on the pile, whore.
Make it a class action.
Doggy, if I didn't have a career and I wasn't in the industry, if I was the car salesman that I'm meant to be and will maybe be one day,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Say, Doggy, I will, first of all, I've said this before. I want to be a car salesman. I'm considering just getting a part-time job as a car salesman just because I've sort of always wanted to do it and I think I could kill. I think I'd be the best car salesman in the fucking world. Could I do that while I'm a comedian and podcaster for the thrill of the hunt, for the thrill of selling cars? I just want to see if I could become so good that it could be like Luis J. Gomez's Hyundai, like somewhere in Bergen County on a fucking highway somewhere. I bet you within 3 years I'd have a Luis J. Gomez Hyundai.
Why don't we do like a challenge? I've never sold that either, but we both get jobs and try sell it.
Trying to outsell each other at the same dealership?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's so funny. It's just us fucking making horrible jokes. Fucking. I love this idea.
Black couple walked in, we're like, that's Lewis, that's for you. Let's do it. Let's challenge each other. Let's make
I like
it.
I want
video.
To, believe me. I really do. But I would, if I had a regular job, I would regularly be sexually harassing my female counterparts. I really would. And it's because it's, you know,
fun.
Yeah. It's awesome.
<'Cause> it's, yeah.
Like, no, I wouldn't actually smack them on the ass. That's a little bit fucking brazen, but I would definitely like,
not in 2020,
you know, but like I would fuck, like if a chick's walking down the street, I would definitely catcall her. I might still catcall her to this day. If there's no cameras around.
She's like Latino.
Oh, black or Hispanic chick. They want it.
Yeah. That's yeah.
White chicks want it too. They want that attention.
I believe you, yeah.
White chicks just want attention, and they realize that they can get more attention by being cunts than just fucking being hot little pieces of ass. I don't know where I'm going with this. Shut up, Shannon.
Go yeah, fuck white women suck.
Sometimes I don't get there. All right. What else? What else is going on? Who's Stacey Dash? Is that the black bitch from Clueless?
Yes.
Bam. Doggy.
Oh, good.
Come on now. Come on now. What happened with her?
Dion. So she and her husband, who's a lawyer, I guess they've had a shitty marriage since 2018. And now they want to not get a divorce, but get an annulment. So they've both kind of filed for it. But when he filed for it, the way that they're trying to go the annulment route is he said that he was hypnotized into marrying her. That her pastor or whatever priest went up to him and put some kind of spell, hypnotic prayer techniques are the words they used, and that he wasn't completely in his own mind when he agreed to marry her. And she's her and her law team is not denying it or confirming it.
Wow.
Because they just want it to be annulled. They're like, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
Quick question.
She's nuts, right? I remember hearing about her earlier.
I think she turned like very pro-Trump, I think was what happened. This is
really
them.
She's pro-Trump.
I think so.
Every time, and this is going to sound a little bit, you know, harsh maybe, but whenever you see a black person that's pro-Trump, don't you just go like, God damn, do you just, you really don't care about being black? Like, I'm not even saying like I'm anti-Trump or pro-Trump or whatever. I'm just saying like the optics, like when you see black people that are like, you're like, I mean, could you be any more of an Uncle Tom? Like, fight, support him, but it's like you're also using, you, what do they say? The term is cooning. Is that racist? Probably, right?
Yeah.
They're using their blackness as like a fucking, like, just like a fucking, you know, they're using it. They're using racism in its own way to like sort of capitalize on it and get attention. And it's just like,
the only reason a black guy should support Trump is if he has a lot of red sneakers and needs the hat to match.
Yeah. I'm not even saying that a black guy shouldn't support Trump. I'm saying when you see people that are like publicly,
oh yeah, when they're like really, but then it's because there's the underlying thing of like, I support Trump. And I'm black.
Yeah, of course. Like those two old black ladies. There's those two twins, the Hodge twins. Those guys.
Well,
like,
there's
publicly...
a whole thing called like Blacks for Trump. Right?
Yeah, it's just look. It's just a little bit. I don't know what it is. It seems like those people have less respect for themselves because I'm not even saying not just for supporting.
What do you mean those people?
Yeah, those people.
Lewis,
I feel like they have less respect for themselves because they're just publicly using that to be like. Like, all of these fucking white Trump supporters, I'm just letting you know, just so you know, the average blonde fucking haired white Trump supporter that's taking that picture with you and smiling literally is disgusted that you're touching her. I'm telling you right now. it's just fucking, you know, I know people. I know the fucking type. Anytime you see like a blonde lady with a Make America Great hat again, I'm like, oh, that bitch would fucking have the cops called on me for going near her property. Near her property. So it's almost like, this is actually the point. It's not even black or white. It's almost like the people who make it a point to make like Trump in their profile, to make their support for Trump, and this on both sides. I call shit on the left all the time as well, so I have to be consistent here. But once they make that their identity, most of those people suck.
Oh, dude, that kid that comes to Skanks every week with the lady laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And he wears fucking the MAGA shit with the American Eagle. I mean,
it just sucks. If that's your identity in general, if politics on the right or left, yeah. If you got Antifa in your profile, you got Make America Great Again in your profile, if that's part of your identity, you're a fucking herb. You're just like one of these people. You want to be part of the team.
You have nothing interesting about yourself, so you need to use that as a personality.
I'll go further. If your whole thing is that you're a Rangers fan and you just have a, you know, the fucking goalie from the Rangers is your profile picture and you wear Rangers jerseys all the time and you say we won when the Rangers win and that's everything for you and you live for it, you're a fucking loser. Grow up.
There's more teams though in sports.
There are.
And there's actually a chance of your team winning.
That is true. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you know, like politics in America sucks. There's only two teams. It doesn't really matter who wins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter in New York because it's going to be blue anyway. It really doesn't matter. So anyone in New York who cares about politics is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Well, anybody who cares, I think in general.
But the Mets win every now and again, baby.
I think you can care and you could vote and you could be. I'm not saying that if you don't have any political opinions or I'm saying if you're making that your identity, it just sort of sucks. And when you see black people doing it for Trump, it does come off like they are race trading. Maybe they're not.
It comes across like they're pretty stupid for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know what it is. I don't even know that Trump is any better than Biden or Biden's any better than Trump.
Volunteering themselves to be used.
Yeah, 100%. I completely agree.
They're getting taken advantage of.
But Stacey Dash is hot as shit. I'd vote for Trump if she'd fucking.
But also, you said that the average Trump supporter doesn't want a black person touching them. And I was like,
let's see. Kenny P says, fuck off, Lewis. He's obviously wearing a Trump hat right now. Let's see. If Trump supporters are racist and Trump won, that means we're a racist country. So why didn't he bring back slavery yet? McSpam.
Yeah.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying. I didn't say Trump supporters are racist.
You said the average Trump supporter doesn't want a black person touching them.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say the average person, no matter what. Regardless.
That's true.
Thank God you have an accent. Holy shit.
I said, a lot of people don't vote, Lewis. So what about those people? Shit.
Dude, I'm saying if you're making it your identity to fucking, like, you're a Trump supporter, you fucking suck. And I'm saying that a lot of them, if I see a Make America Great Again hat on somebody's fucking head, I'm sorry. Just typically, I'm assuming that person doesn't want me to fucking be near them. I don't know what it is. So guess what? That whole side needs to market themselves fucking better. I'm not some fucking liberal pussy who's listening to the mainstream music. I'm just telling you
the people that
are wearing a Make America Great hat again, they're doing it to either be trolls or like fucking Colby Covington. He does it to troll people. But what is the troll? What is he trolling when he wears that, right? When people wear the hat ironically or they're wearing it to be a dick, what are they doing? They're trying to make people feel uncomfortable. So you can't fucking blame the fact that people are like, oh shit, like that person... It sends a certain message. That side of it, they need to fix that. They truly need to fix it. If they want to unite the country, right, and they want everyone to fucking, come together on this, they need to fix the perception of that. You can't blame people for going like, oh, shit, well, yeah, when people wear Make America Great Again hats and then other people are standing next to them and hailing Hitler, that is sort of a problem. If you're that person next to the person hailing Hitler, you need to say, oh, I'm not fucking there. But instead, they laugh and they hail Hitler as well. I got into an argument with Gavin McGinnis about this specific thing because they were at that Unite the Right rally and some of the people were hailing Hitler and some of the people – and I was like, dude, the problem is you can't – if you're on camera with this guy next to you hailing Hitler and you're not separating yourself from that – I'm telling you right now, you're going to be perceived that way. And you need to sort of, I think people need to sort of realize that. So, Yeah, that perception of...
Oh, speaking of Heiland Hitler, fucking...
Was Ori come back in?
Big smelly Jew walked back in. Great.
What do you do, yoga?
He came to avenge. Yeah.
Let's see, only fags from New York and San Francisco believe that, Lewis.
I don't know. It seems like a lot to...
Yeah. Being homophobic really fucking helps your point, you fucking cunt. You fucking dumb fuck.
Let's see.
Only faggots think we hate niggers, you fucking dumb shit. Right wing piece of shit.
AZN boy says, I don't get why Lewis sucks the left's cock when they want to take his money away from him. If you guys are taking this
they
as
have a point.
Me,
he has a point.
Lewis.
Guys, Dave's
cock.
Show is later. Get off the stream.
If you're taking this as me sucking the left's cock, no, I think they're fucking idiots as well. So why can't... This is my problem. When did people on the right lose their sense of fucking humor? And when did they lose their the problem... This, if you're offended by anything we're saying right now, you fucking cross that line over to the other side. You give a fuck too much about somebody fucking saying something bad about Trump. I'm not even saying that I think Trump supporters are racist. I'm saying the perception is that. If you throw a red fucking hat on your head with Make America Great and you walk down the street, you're going to be perceived as racist. I don't know what you want me to say. And if you say,
well,
I don't,
it's just any red hat I found
at
out.
This point, yeah.
I cannot wear a red hat.
Yeah. But if you, what you should be doing is you're going, you know what, fuck, I should look at that side of it and say, we need to change that perception. Or you need to say, all right, fuck it, I don't care that people perceive me as racist. But if you don't care that people perceive you as racist, when you're just walking down the street, well, that's you don't think that that's sort of a problem? I get called racist all the fucking time. We do these shows, we make crazy jokes. I get called racist all the time. I stand by the fact that I'm not. I stand by the fact that we are just trying to be funny, you know? But you need to sort of like, if you're getting offended because people are having a conversation about the perception of Trump supporters and you can't even go, no, dude, that's only fucking fags from New York. That's only fucking lefty. No. I'm telling you, I'm a guy who a lot of people would consider on the right. I'm a guy who a lot of people would consider a fag. I'm a guy who a lot of people call a fucking Nazi podcaster.
Lewis is
and
great.
I'm telling you that that's the perception.
Both sides hate Lewis. Both sides are like, you're a faggot. And then the other side's like, you're a racist. Get out of it.
But this thing happened. It used to be people that were like on the right used to have kind of a sense of humor, much more so than people on the left. But it's become so politically charged that I've tweeted stuff out where it's just a dumb shot at Trump because that's the news of the day, right? Whatever it is. And then people get so uptight. You're like, dude, shut up. Who cares? Who fucking cares? If you're getting offended on behalf of Trump and his supporters, you are the fucking problem. If you're getting offended on the left, if you're getting offended on behalf of Biden and Hillary Clinton and fuck, you are the fucking problem. This is what I'm talking about.
And
it's
I would also
people.
Like to note, if you are in your 20s, 30s, and you think the president's a cool dude, you're a fucking nerd.
Yeah. You're supposed to hate the fucking president. You're supposed to hate politicians. You're supposed to fucking hate all of these people.
Politics.
None of them are in this for your best interests. We are being played by the government left and right across the board. No matter who's in power, you shouldn't be supporting any of these fucking people. You should be supporting yourself and your family. You should be opting out of all of those fucking conversations. So, you know, for you to, it's very telling for the people that get offended by this conversation where you're like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, people are like, dude, I don't know why Lewis supports the left. How have I ever fucking supported the left? That's what you take from this. If that's what you take from this, look in the mirror and realize that you might have your opinions being painted by one side.
Yeah.
Politics liberal faggot.
I mean, it's just fucking, these people are fucking nuts. They're nuts. And it's my fan base who knows me. You guys are watching the Real Ass Podcast live stream. You know who the fuck I am. You know the way that I look at these things. But you say something against the fucking that side and it's like, well, what a fucking faggot cuck. Like, dude, fucking chill. You shouldn't be watching this show. If you're looking for political fucking opinions, listen. That's not we're not talking politics.
All,
we're not talking.
All Lewis said was that black people shouldn't be voting for Trump.
I don't think they should get a vote at all.
Okay. A lot of them don't.
I don't want to say they shouldn't vote for Trump. I'm just saying they shouldn't fucking wear it on their sleeve and fucking.
It used to be though.
It's cooning. You're using your blackness to fucking get attention because you're a Trump supporter. It's just fucking bizarre. It's just it's a weird thing when you watch these fucking guys. And I don't know the Hodge twins. I don't want to knock other comics. But when they made that their thing, I was like, oh, that's weird, dude. You guys are just fucking. You're literally dancing for white people. And they're going, look, we like black people. What you're doing is you're giving the actual racist Trump supporters, they get to go, no, we love black people. Look, these two old black ladies and the Hodge twins and fucking Stacey Dash, we love all of them. That's what is going on there. So Yeah, I don't know. If you vote, you fucking, you're a fucking loser. I don't know what you want me to say. If you fucking, if you even give a fuck, if you're following the election, we just spent an hour trying to figure out what QAnon was.
Yeah. And we and we didn't get to the bottom of it, really.
Dana or Dama says, Lewis just said not to tune into this show for politics after going on a 10-minute political rant. It's not a political rant. It's not a political rant.
It's a rant about
politics. A rant about you guys being fucking sensitive pussies. So
politics used to be for like nerds and losers and stuff, and everyone should just, you know, got on with their life. And now for some reason it's like taken over so many people, and everyone has a flag nowadays. It's a lot.
It just sucks.
It's not a lot to go out and buy a flag to be like, this is who I'm fucking voting for.
It's crazy. Well, back in the day, you used to not know. Then two elections ago, it was 7-Eleven cups. You would buy a blue cup or a red cup to show your support. You're like, that's not the way it was supposed to be. No. I'm not supposed. When people look at me drinking a sip of coffee, they're not supposed to decide whether or not they want to fucking be my friend. That's crazy. And that we've sort of...
No, they should listen to you speak for 10 seconds.
We reward that mentality and that divisiveness. And it's not just Trump, right? So, you know, Trump definitely leans into it. He's a fucking troll. And he, you know... But people, that divisiveness exists across the board now. And it used to be more so on the left than on the right. It used to be more so like, I felt like more conservative people and older people, they were just like, do what you do. You know,
well, I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents wouldn't discuss who they voted for. They thought it was rude to talk about that.
Yeah, I agree. And it probably is. You just sort of create this weird divisiveness for absolutely no reason. And, you know, the left, the young people on the left, it's like, you see them now, they're like, I went home and I told my grandfather I'll never speak to him again. He's dying in cancer, from cancer. He's on hospice. But I let him know on his deathbed that I will, you know, last time he voted was Reagan, but it was Republican. He voted Republican and I'm never going to speak to him again. He's going to die in a few months and I want him to take that to the grave. And people are like, good job. That's awesome. People like disowning their parents. That was like a theme, right? Recently, like kids would like.
Record their parents going,
I'm saying racist shit.
There's no helping these people. They love gang culture. 2 weeks later, his dad doesn't have a job.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing where it's like people are disowning their parents.
You little snitch.
How is a political party more important than the relationship with your parents?
Of course.
How is that?
Like, your family's fucked no matter what.
How is a political party more important than your relationship with this podcast? How could I say something on this podcast and you're like, oh, you know what? On behalf of Trump, fuck you. I'm not listening to Lewis J. Gomez. What, you fucking loser? What are you, a fucking idiot? Please. I can't. So
nice. So what's this got to do with that chick?
I don't even remember why I got into this.
It's all my fault. It's because I said Stacey Dash is a Trump supporter. Yeah. It was my fault.
Yeah.
This guy got hypnotized. He married some chick. And then he's like, it was like Shallow Hal. And then when he came out of it, he was like, what the fuck I'm suing?
I mean, it's not that hard of a hypnotist. She's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of her then and now. Like, she has not aged one bit.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
She's gone whiter, though.
Yeah, she's gone very white. I like
that. Have you noticed that who's the Indian chick that was on The Office?
Oh, Kelly Minky or something?
Kelly Minky.
I feel like...
Muzzy, what was her fucking name?
No, her name is Minky something.
In the beginning of The Office, she's like dark. And Mindy Kaling, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Mindy
she's
Kaling.
She's like dark, and now she's like light. And I'm like, they're not lighting her different. I think
there's probably like some sort of skin bleaching going on, is it?
Ooh,
right? Wow. Am I nuts?
Oh, she's bleaching. Oh yeah, yeah. She was a fucking. She was a. You see this, and this is gonna sound harsh. Indian people, they have a dirty, like.
No, I don't think it's gonna. What? No, it doesn't sound harsh at all.
This is gonna come across a little bombastic, but
they have
you know.
Dirt, like,
listen, don't take this the wrong way, right? But these stinky Indians, okay?
Is there a dirt filter on Instagram?
Coal mine filter, yes. Please.
They look like they were in the mines for a day or two, and that's not bad. I know some very beautiful Indian women, okay, and some hot Indian
name
guys,
one.
Okay. There's this chick I follow on Instagram.
Okay,
and
half. She's a half.
So, but they do have. They look like, pull up some Indian people. They have a smudge to them. They look a little smudgy. People say the same thing about Puerto Ricans. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And we're really undoing all that fucking anti-Trump stuff we just did.
I hate the left.
It was
like, you know, when you talk to him, you want to just
give me some more straight on shots, because you got to see like the crevices of their face.
Every time Lewis meets an
Indian.
That's
a pretty girl.
Every time Lewis meets an Indian, he like licks his thumb and starts to like rub on her cheek to try to get the fucking.
Yeah.
The
so
dirt
do you
off.
See what I'm saying though? It's like just a little like
dusty.
Yeah, just like, oh, you remember...
Like, you got to bring them outside and shake them.
You remember? Like, they're chimney sweeps. Like, I feel like the number one job in India is probably chimney sweep. That's what I always assumed, is that they were fucking... Just, like, yeah, there we go.
Just building sandcastles all day or something.
There we go. So
I'm glad I'm not crazy that girl definitely got way lighter.
She definitely... Pull up, see whatever her name is again.
Mindy Kaling.
Charlemagne, is that his name? He's white now, and he wasn't always white.
Well, there's the baseball player. He's famous. But yeah, that's another
version of it. That's a
different
person.
Yeah, so she used to be very smudgy. And what they did was...
Is that how you pronounce it?
Smudgy.
Because that's not makeup. It's her whole body.
It's the same process as asshole bleaching. I goddamn near guarantee it. And by the way, she has...
Do you think they dipped her in it like the Joker?
She has asshole like... Yeah, like the end of Terminator 2.
She was fighting Batman.
A smudgy?
No, I think they dropped it on her, like, you can't do that on television. Yeah.
She got gunk.
She said the word of the day, and then they're like, you're white! Yay! It's a good surgery. Just becoming white.
The word of the day was successful Hollywood career.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good for them. Be whatever color you want to be.
Is it really bad for a chick who's, like, a little bit darker to want to lighten her skin?
No.
Do whatever I'm you sure want. It feels she does like look, betrayal to
she looks
darker
better.
People.
It's not. Yes. It's not bad for any woman to change her appearance.
I don't. You know, people wear makeup, right? People get darker. So why is it a problem? I'm gonna get here. Don't worry. Why is it not a problem for people to go to the beach or use fake tanning to be fucking darker? But then this fucking muddy bitch wants to just be a little bit lighter. She's still as dark as a person who got tanned at the beach. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I follow you.
So, like, all she's doing is she's trying to achieve a level of beauty that's her standard of beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, okay? Beauty's only skin deep. I got this. So,
she's just a little smudgy muddy.
It's like watching Evel Knievel when you knew he wasn't going to make the joke. Like, you know? Those late ones. Where it's like, that's like three too many buses.
Yeah, Lewis is coming up to the fucking school bus.
And then he turns around, he goes backwards, and goes, all right, I'm going to go a little further.
She has like dirty rings around her, like she's a bathtub. That's what she looks like. She looks like children have been bathing in her eye sockets, okay? So I understand her perspective where she's like, oh, I want to change that. I have dark bags under my eyes. I'm using eye cream right now. Should I not be using eye cream because my fucking eyes look like, you know, a Dominican guy's eyes? No, I want them to be an even fucking...
But no one's saying that she shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm just noting. I just think that it's weird to like...
Can you look up, are people saying that Mindy Kaling should not be whitening herself?
But that's if you go to like Asia and stuff, all their like... White people have like tinting moisturizer to make themselves look darker. If you go to Asia, it's always whitening moisturizer.
Yeah,
it's just like culturally, everyone's trying to get like that sort of.
Yeah,
you know.
I got no problem with Mindy Kaling trying to make herself better.
So on social media,
better is
people of color have a problem with it because you're denying your heritage.
Fuck off.
They've tweeted at her showing like the pictures and the differences, and her only response is, "I don't get this. I'm equally pretty in both." And has never addressed people asking.
Oh, she definitely has her skin lightened.
She's definitely getting whiter. That's a white cunty answer, isn't it?
You read it. I'm so pretty.
I'm pretty in all the photos.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, if I'm like her dad and mom, I'm like upset. You know, like if my son wanted to whiten his skin because he wanted to be whiter because he got, but he's gorgeous. She's just trying to have my son's skin tone. It's a perfect, the Puerto Rican skin tone. Everyone wants to have Puerto Rican skin tone. Let's get real. Look at this fucking skin right here. Look at the tone right here. Look at the color. It's fucking just a perfect shade of brown.
Nah, look at this. Look at this.
No, it's look fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I looked like a ghost. That's awesome, though. Look at that. That's awesome. People,
you and Zach are both very.
Mindy looks at me and wants that color. Look at that.
Oof. No, she was.
That's perfect, dude. That's perfect.
White people are trying to darken to this tone. Black people and Indians are trying to lighten to this tone. This is just perfect.
I'm trying to get whiter, even, again. I feel like I can level up.
You want to go do a bleaching together?
I want to get bleached more, yeah. And just
you want to go albino? You'll fall out, yeah. Dude. Is there a famous albino comic?
Famous? No.
Because is that the angle that hasn't That's been it. Exploited yet?
I don't know.
And I sort of just like talk to all the races. Like I'm sort of a little
Kenny
bit of this.
Kenny P says Puerto Ricans do look good. Yep, goddamn right. Hand banana, you're perfect, Lewis. Thank you very much. Are there people? Let's see. Oh yeah, more pictures of her being white, her whole body and everything. Wow. Wow.
Well, it would be worse if it just went up to like she was in.
I only know it's just because I'm rewatching The Office from the beginning right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that girl's dark. And I remember like her show now, and I'm like, that's a different person.
Yeah. She used to be pretty fucking dark. She's like when you see like a hippie without their shoes on, like the bottom of their feet. That's what her face looked like.
Or when you see like a homeless guy who's just got one big dreadlock.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like her head looked like a homeless guy's toe. That's the way I would describe Mindy Kaling's head before.
She looks like the bottom of John Goodman's feet in the Flintstones.
Yeah.
So good for her. Good for Mindy Kaling. God bless her. That's what I say.
Yeah, of course. Do whatever you want. Get fake tits. Liposuction.
All right. Let's do it. We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a great show. Love having the great Colin Terrell on. Love having Ari on. As always, a great time. Sorry that we got a little bit fucking preachy and political there. But you guys pissed me off. I got to be able to take a shot every once in a while and have an honest conversation about things. You know, I say something you don't like. Oh, my God, Lewis. Don't be that guy. Don't be that fucking person. Be your own person. Okay. This is it. Realist Podcast. Subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. That's it. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. We're out. Peace. Good luck.
That's all, folks.